Okay, hang on. Just let me get this set up here. Oh, sorry. It'll take just 1 second.
No problem at all. Is this your son?
Yes, that's Leo.
Hi.
Take your kid to work day?
Something like that. Okay, we're good to go. So, to start off, could you just state your name and title?
Yes. My name is Nancy Grindel. I am the Public Relations Manager for Envira Pharmaceuticals in the Northeastern region.
Great. So this is a beautiful facility here in lovely Plattsburgh, New York, right here on the shores of Lake Champlain. How long has it been here?
About 2 years now. Well, it's been fully functional for 2 years anyway.
And what is it that you're doing here?
What we're doing here is the same thing we're doing at all our research sites. We're taking the next steps to envision a brighter future for humankind.
Right, but I mean, what specifically are you doing here?
We can't really talk about that right now. There's so much that we have to do in terms of patents and legal issues. But make no mistake, there are some amazing things going on here at our Lake Champlain facility that we cannot wait to tell the world about.
Well, I'm a big fan. I use several of your products.
That's so great. Don't let me forget to give you some free samples before you go.
That would be amazing.
Of course.
Do you ever test on animals?
Leo?
No, it's fine. There is nothing wrong with being concerned for our friends in the animal kingdom. I mean, God knows what kids are getting from their parents these days. Leo, what I want you to know is that the CEOs, the head honchos of Envira, all testified before Congress about our treatment of animals. And all of those very serious senators found that there were no problems in our treatment of animals. Okay?
And is this the same Senate panel where Envira Pharmaceuticals donated an average of $500,000 to each of the senators on that panel?
Okay. Why don't we drop this shtick here, okay?
I'm sorry?
We're off the record now.
Are we?
Do you think a multinational corporation like Envira wouldn't know about your cute little journalism project?
If it's a cute little journalism project, why would you know about it at all?
Okay, I'm gonna say this once. If you publish any kind of story that paints us in some sort of evil light, we will be taking legal action. We will win, and we will end up owning your network.
Well, it's public radio, so you can't actually own it.
We also can't own senators, but look what happened.
Envira Pharmaceuticals. I thought I recognized that name. A man in New Jersey told us you were trying to buy up factories there, but you got chased out. Chased out by what? I'll bet you anything you're trying to set up facilities like this all over the place. Maybe Puerto Rico, Oregon, Wyoming, the Okefenokee Swamp.
How did you know about that?
So she is here. Champ's here. That's what this is about.
This interview is over. You have 1 minute to get out before I call security.
That went well.
Sorry, Mom.
Honey, listen, don't get frustrated, okay? It was just the initial interview. This is just where we start. Next, we're gonna go into the local villages and see what... Are you recording me with your phone?
Yeah.
Why?
For the ending. Put this in your ear.
Wait. What is this?
It's an earpiece. Put it in your ear.
Leo, what's happening? Why do you also have an earpiece?
Mom, we only have a minute until security gets here. Put it in.
I'm very worried about this.
Eye in the sky, this is little man. Do you read?
Hey, this is the eye in the sky. You're looking good from up here, kid.
Is that the Jersey Devil?
Chupacabras, are you in position?
Ew, this place is freezing, Poppy.
What are the chupacabras doing here?
Come in, Harvey. Are you in position?
I'm all ready to go, kid. It's getting hot in here.
The jackalope.
Donkey Kong and Cranky Kong, do you read me?
This is Donkey Kong. Ready for my orders, General.
This is Cranky Kong. I'm ready. And I resent having to wear this thing in my ear.
Leo, what is going on?
Mom, I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you. You know, despite what you say, you're a really good mom. You'd never let me do something, you know, massively illegal.
Leo!
Harvey, we are a go.
Okay, team. Lights out. Time for bed.
Okay, the door should open now.
Leo, stop! This is a terrible idea, and I don't even know what it is.
Mom, again, I'm sorry, but it's go time.
So illegal.
In the sky, what's our situation?
Kid, I got more security guards descending on your location.
Chupacabras, go!
Okay, Nalgas, you ready? Tres, dos, Chupacabras!
That got them. They're freaking out down there.
That brought us some time. Over here, through this door.
Okay, Leo, listen. When the police get here, we just tell them that you didn't know what you were doing, and I just ran in after you, and we ended up in here, and we don't know where we are.
Attention team! Red October found! Repeat, Red October found!
Now we're talking!
Harvey, give me an update!
2 minutes until auxiliary power kicks on!
Donkey Kong, Cranky Kong, do you read me?
Loud and clear!
Release the Kraken!
Come on now, Sassy, dig in!
Don't call me Sassy.
Leo, what's happening?
Those two steel doors, they open up to the lake. They have to get them apart before the power comes back on.
Kid, we got a problem.
What is it?
8 more security guards. The Chupacabras will be outnumbered.
I think we got problems, El Mamos.
Okay, eye in the sky. Do your thing.
Hang tight, fellas. Devil's gonna make them pay.
45 seconds.
Diablo.
Are you even pulling your side?
Shut up.
10 seconds.
Oh, Sassy!
Don't call me Sassy.
Her.
You did it, honey. You did it. We all sat on the shore of Lake Champlain and watched the massive form of Champ make her way out once again into the waters she called home. Leo shared with me that this whole time he's been making a little show of his own on his smartphone, all while I wasn't looking.
I don't know. I'm supposed to be in school right now, but I don't think she wants to be far away from me.
She's trying to show you the world before it disappears. Sounds like school to me, son.
Hey, what are you two talking about up there?
Your mom's not gonna know what hit her in that truck stop bathroom, you know.
How do you keep going? All this seems like too much for anybody.
Let me tell you something about the world, kid. All it'll ever do is try and stop you. But it's not because it hates you. It's because it's daring you. The world says to you, I dare you to live. Call its bluff. It's worth it.
How did you know this was what you were supposed to do?
I don't know about supposed to. When something's in front of you, you go right at it with everything you've got. Pretty soon, you find out it all fits together somehow.
Looks like your mom was pretty tired.
How do you keep fighting like this, even when you feel like you're losing?
It ain't what you win that's important, kid. It's what you fight for. Finding something to fight for is winning.
Leo, come on, we'll be late for our plane.
I wish my dad was here to see all this.
I know you do, little man, but it ain't for us to decide how things is. What's for us to decide is what to do with what we got. So what are you gonna do?
I can't believe you were recording this whole time.
I know you told me the phone was only for emergencies. This seemed like an emergency.
Look at that beautiful lady.
It was a good day.
Hey, it's nice to jack up a win from time to time.
I heard that.
This place is nice. They got golds here?
One track mind.
My brother, when are you going to come down and see me in the swamp?
It's a bit difficult with you on the other side of the country.
Sounds like a road trip to me.
You know, in the swamp, when a gator gets a kill, they drag it underwater and let it sit there for 2 days. Let it ripen up.
That does sound delicious.
As triumphant as we felt, we were all aware the troubles were far from over. But if it wasn't for my 11-year-old son, none of it would have happened. He had what we'd all lost. Hope. The first casualty of adulthood is hope. You forget that things can change. You forget that people can change. You forget that when you're bold, mighty forces will come to your aid.
Monsters Almanac is a production of Kid Pod Theater, produced by Jason T. Reed, Casey Wolf, and Joe Fisher. Written by Joe Fisher. Directed by Casey Wolf and Joe Fisher. Featuring the voice talents of Megan Holloway as Rivka Schuster, Austin Mosier as Leo Schuster, Rick J. Glenn as Sasquatch, Larry Morrow as the Jackalope, Mark Diaz as the Chupacabra Brothers, Susie Suarez as the Daycare Worker, Berkeley Piquel as the Jersey Devil, Susan Lanier as Julie, Neil Starbird as Frank, Joe Fisher as Jerry Kaczynski, Amy Weaver as Nancy Grindel, and Elliot Schwartz as the Skunk Ape. Sound engineering by Casey Wolf. Sound design and editing by Craig Good. Music by Kevin McLeod. Find out more about him at incompetech.com. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on iTunes, blab about us on social media, or scream about us in the middle of a dark, enchanted forest.